Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole. Hey, Firefly, what's up?
What's up, Butterfly?
I think we're getting ready to go down another rabbit hole.
This was the one that we've been kind of talking about for a couple episodes now.
I know. Well, we keep kind of touching on the subject and alluding to it, but
it's kind of a big one.
It is kind of a big one. We might have to do it in two parts.
Maybe.
We'll see how things go.
Yeah.
There might be two, like, kind of side-by-side rabbit
holes. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah. So, what we're getting at is mass mind control.
Yeah.
Do you think that's happening?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. I think what they did was like Sirhan was when they kind of mastered how to control one person.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went, now.
They're like, wow, that was really effective.
That was effective. He totally walked into a hotel. He started firing blindly. And that's kind of what we wanted him to do.
You're talking about the guy that killed RFK.
He unalived him.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And well, so he didn't. What he did was he went into the hotel and he started firing like off into nothing because he was disassociating.
Do you think somebody else actually like had the kill bullet?
Yes. So someone else, part of our government, that didn't like the Kennedys. Because now it's kind of coming out that the Kennedys were not very popular.
I know.
With whoever's running things now.
And they probably couldn't be sure that Sirhan would get the right shot.
I don't think Sirhan was ever supposed to shoot him.
He was just distracted.
He's the patsy that went down for it, which kind of sucks for him.
Yeah.
You know, just goes to show how they don't care about your life. Your life is like worthless.
Right.
You know, but point being is
they know how to brainwash
him,
people.
And not brainwashed him.
Mind control.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you become like a video game and someone like in Las Vegas is in a room like literally controlling you.
Totally.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But then now what's even crazier is they can do that to like
a whole group of people.
Like large swaths of the population through the media.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're also kind of like talking about like you go talk to your therapist and like, I'm so miserable and unhappy. And they're like, I wonder why that is. We live in a dystopia, but you know,
here, go take some Soma.
Here, take some Soma and you'll be fine. I think the Soma
is controlling your mind.
Yeah. So I think the blue pill, like we've talked a lot about the blue pill.
Yeah.
When you go take the blue pill, you kind of come under their control.
Yeah.
I think.
Well,
so that works in conjunction with the media and the media is corralling you.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's possible that, you know how last episode we talked about how a lot of like the drugs that people take, like not the fun kind, but the big pharma drugs have mind altering and mind controlling capabilities. Do you think it's possible that knowing that
which is kind of gnarly.
Could it be possible that the those pokey pokes that a lot of people took could have some mind controlling possibilities too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did you ever see that one video that was on BitChute? It was kind of like underground and it could have been fake, but it had the demon possessed girl. And then the priest is sitting there going, I command you in Jesus. I have control over you. Talk to me. And the demon, apparently, like she's supposed to be possessed by a demon, which, like I said, could be real. So the demon is telling the priest. The priest goes, "What's in these vaccines?" And he goes, "It's control." The demon, the demon through the girl goes, "It's control. We kill the person through them." So maybe the demon was kind of saying the truth. Like, you know, I think that there's definitely a lot of stuff in the vaccine that is crazy. And that's why that one lady was like, I'm not asking what's in the infusion. It's like, go knock yourself out, lady. But have you ever looked at, they have dead baby in the infusion.
Yeah.
You know?
And
so if they're gonna
HIV.
Put HIV. So if they're gonna put dead baby and HIV in it, could they put mind controlling substances? Yeah. And do they have mind controlling substances? I think at this point we know, yeah.
Well, we were talking in the last episode about how some of those like antidepressant medications, one of the side effects is actually suicide, and specifically suicide by hanging. Like
yeah.
they can actually dial it into the point of like actually making it so.
Which is not a side effect. That's kind of like an effect.
Yeah. It's actually like this is no, you're not just going to kill yourself, but you're going to kill yourself in this way.
Yeah.
Like they can dial it into that fine detail,
which is really like shows that they've done a lot of testing on human subjects over like
yeah.
the last 150 years.
Maybe some monkeys, poor little monkeys, probably hanging themselves in their cages. That's
well,
sad.
We saw how Dr. Fauci treated beagles.
I know. It's terrible.
Well, so that's what they've done. They've kind of been doing all these tests, and you know, they like we've talked a lot about the Tavistock Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was started in 1905, a long time ago. And they were just, you know, 40-hour work weeks focusing on how to control people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got good at it.
I think they did.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They were kind of successful right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Because they got America to like go, you know what? We should go get involved in World War One. That sounds like a great idea.
And now they've had over 100 years to really perfect these things.
They've been working on mm-hmm. it, you know? And then, so now the media is a big part of it too. Because remember that guy Bernays, and he was like Freud's cousin.
Oh, yeah.
And he was Madison Avenue guru. So like what he famously did was he got people to incorporate bacon into their breakfast. Because back then there was no bacon. What was bacon? So then they said, bacon, bacon, bacon. And they, like, I don't know exactly how he did it, but through marketing and through the radio at that time, he got people to incorporate bacon into their breakfast, and it became a staple of their breakfast. So they're already kind of driving behavior.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning. And then the guy who runs Netflix is like Freud and that dude's distant relative.
Isn't that ironic?
It's kind of weird.
Coincidental how these people all seem to be associated with each other.
Which is kind of weird. And maybe they handed down the family secrets of like how to do mind control.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a weird family secret.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Our family does mind control.
Let me show you what we do. And so like Netflix, I think, is like the outcropping
mm-hmm.
of the Tavistock Institute. And you're like, but Netflix is just like television shows. But is it?
Well, there's a lot of social engineering and mind controlling in those programs. You have to be aware of that, you know.
You know what it is? It's suggestions.
Suggestions, yeah. Like, and this is what a family looks like.
Yeah.
This is the way they behave.
Yeah.
You know.
And
this
these
is who
people
they sleep
are
with.
Bad and these people are good.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And it's all guiding. It's social engineering. It's suggesting this is how we want society to be. And people seem to kind of go, okay,
yeah.
I don't want to say that. Mm-hmm. I don't want, like, just because Netflix told me that this is the way society should be, that almost makes me kind of want the opposite.
Right.
But some people are like, no. But I think the reason they want that is because, so they're sitting there watching Netflix at home, but they've got chemicals, so they probably got the stabby.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably talking to a therapist about their unhappy life in this dystopia.
And they're taking their Soma.
They're taking their Soma. But then also, they've got like stuff being sprayed on you all the time from airplanes.
Yeah.
So now you've
the
got like
trails.
You got like a salad. You got like a salad of like chemicals in this person.
It's a virtual cornucopia.
Yes.
Mind control.
You know, it's kind of like making a Long Island iced tea. You know, it's got everything.
Everything.
You know, it's like, here, just drink this. And then, so they've got that, like, they're stewing in that, watching Netflix. So that's why when you look outside and you see people walking around and you go, that person looks like a zombie. You're like,
they sort of are.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can kind of see like, what were the ingredients that zombified them?
It was Netflix. It was Soma.
And so what happens when you got somebody in that state is now kind of like Sirhan, the lady pinched him
mm-hmm.
and he was activated.
Yeah.
They can be activated.
They can be activated. And we don't know what the pinch might be. The pinch could be like a certain keyword. on a program or on a
Well,
commercial,
like
you know?
I saw all these people protesting Trump and Elon the other day.
Oh yeah, that's
And
happening.
I was like, you know, I almost could see myself going out there and like maybe agreeing
Protesting.
with them, about like I don't agree with Trump and Elon, but
Agree.
maybe disagreeing about why
Why?
they don't like him.
We don't like them, but for a different reason.
Yeah, you guys are kind of like not liking him for untrue reasons. And what I noticed, because I drove by and I looked, and they all kind of have that look.
Oh,
You know that look?
yeah. Was there a lot of like purple hair and like
Yeah.
pink tips and
It's just like people who just don't look all that healthy. And like, they also look like they don't really know why they're there, but they're just like, I'm here. You know, like
Because the TV told them to.
the TV told me to. Kind of like, remember the narrative was COVID, 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 Ukraine.
These are those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
Now
all of a sudden.
it's like, you know, they're the people that bought Teslas a few years ago, and now they're like, Elon's bad, right?
Yeah, have you
We
noticed how
don't like Elon anymore.
it doesn't even give them pause that they contradict how they were just a little while ago?
Yeah.
Like things that were bad before now are good
I know.
and the opposite.
Totally.
So that means that, okay, you're not really making decisions. You're kind of being guided.
You're not in the driver's seat in your
No.
Tesla.
You know, it's kind of like those people who get really hammered and now they're like you ever talk to someone, oh, Joe's blacked out, I don't even remember, you know? And it's like, well, dude, you went to four bars after that bar. And it's like, yeah, I have no recollection of that. It was like you were kind of saying stuff that probably you should have got your ass kicked. You know what I'm saying? But those kind of people, I think that's kind of a metaphor for like how these people are. Like they're not really behind the wheel. The chemicals are controlling them.
Totally. The chemicals, the media.
The chemicals and the media work in conjunction with each other.
I think so.
I think that's what's going on.
I think that's totally what's going on.
And then let's say you go to college.
Oh no.
College is another layer of like administrative and authoritative information. And so now you're thinking, I'm doing good. I'm going to college. I'm not just sitting around watching Netflix. It's like, well, actually, college is Netflix on steroids.
Totally. Total brainwashing.
It's total brainwashing. And then you're constantly, you know, being bombarded by chemicals that are making you pliant to the brainwashing. So then you have these final products. And the final product is basically a walker, like from The Walking Dead.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny you brought up college because a lot of most, I think, of the colleges actually had all these weird requirements about, like, you know, if you want to go there, you got to get the pokey poke.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even really legal, I don't think,
And if
to
you ever see
force
these
somebody.
college protests, like, you know, they're like, oh, the war in Palestine, right? Which, okay, I agree. That is messed up. I don't support that either. But I kind of can't go and join your camp because you're a zombie. Like, okay, I might even kind of maybe agree with parts of your argument, but your argument is being fed to you intravenously by the same cult that I'm kind of against,
Exactly.
you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what's kind of a weird phenomenon now is you have people that look like those people are civically engaged, but no, they're not.
They're not. They're and also I think what we were talking about before is how those people tend to, you know, they do what the TV tells them, and a lot of what the TV tells them is to go engage in violence, that it's okay.
That's an activation.
They're always okay with violence.
Like, have you seen recent footage of these Phi Beta Kappas scratching Teslas?
Oh yeah.
And there's a camera on the Tesla.
Yeah.
So already you're kind of not really thinking it through.
Right.
But so you go and you key the Tesla, and then the camera, like, because I saw a couple of YouTube videos where they were just kind of like showing the highlights of, you know, the best of the
The
best.
best of the keys, the best of the scratching.
And these people have that look on their face. You know, it's the look in the face of like, I don't really know what I'm doing right now.
but I was told to do it.
I kind of, yeah. Like, you ever see that movie, The Mummy, from like 1995, with Brendan Fraser?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And the mummy comes back to life, and then he raises up an army of Egyptian people who become his slaves, and they're wandering through the streets and they're going, Hemotep, Hemotep. And they're clearly like under spell. They're in a stupor.
A stupor.
I like that word. It's a super stupor. And I think that's what's going on with these people.
They
They're in a
are.
stupor.
They're in a
The good
stupor.
news is I think you can break them out of it, but what you have to do is you have to find the insertion point where the intravenous poison is going into them.
Yeah, and it's different
It's
for
different.
different. Yeah.
It's different because some people, they might not even be taking these reuptake inhibitor drugs from their therapist. They might just be watching lots of Netflix, you know?
Probably most of them are poked, I would imagine.
I think that's an important thing. I think for one thing, going to get the poke, just the act of that was totally doing that. It was like, well, the media told me to do this.
Well, I think anybody who did it was under some sort of control. You know
Now
what
I've
I
talked
mean?
to some people, they're like, well, I had to do it for my job. And it's like, I don't think that's a valid,
That was control, though.
that was control.
Yeah, they were being controlled by whatever the company was telling them to do, which was being controlled by the
And I
media
don't think
also.
that was a smart thing to do.
No.
You know, it's like
What about
you're.
those people that took it so that they could go on vacation?
I know.
I'm like, so you knew it was wrong and possibly dangerous, but you did it anyway because you wanted to go take a cruise. Like,
It was such a nice
what
cruise.
if you like, or even the people that did it for their job? I'm thinking like, okay, well then, so what if you had get a stroke on the cruise, or what if you people said they did it so they could support their families? And I'm
Well,
like, how are you going to support your family if you're like incapacitated from this poison,
I think what it is that there's like a modicum of shame when they talk to people like us because we're like, we didn't get it. And they're like, well, oh, I had to do it. But it's really,
Because I think that subconsciously a lot of them knew that it was the wrong thing to do,
yeah.
and they don't want to admit that or admit that they were fooled.
And so those types of people, I think there's hope for
Yeah.
because there's kind of a conflict going on.
Yeah.
Some people just full on go along with the programming
Yeah.
and they don't ever question it.
Yeah.
And they get mad if you question it.
Right.
Other people, they kind of know that they're getting kind of coerced and they're kind of like,
Those are the blue pillars.
And you just got to go, okay, you know what you can do with those people? I think you hit the nail on the head before. You were saying some people are not going to be saved.
Yeah.
They're not.
No.
They're too far gone, and they're like resistant to anybody trying to help them.
Yeah. So just walk away.
Yeah,
Don't waste your time.
they're heading for a cliff, and you're going, "Hey, no!" And they just go, But then the other people, you can kind of maybe get to them. But I think the point is, you got to find out where are you being intravenously fed, because kind of like in the Matrix again, remember the. Neo is in that little tube and he's got all those things going in him. He's being intravenously fed his whole life. And so when he takes a red pill and he realizes he's taking the red pill, the first thing he realizes is he's in this capsule with all of this stuff being injected into him constantly. That's what the blue pill people are. They're in like a capsule that's got a bunch of stuff being injected into them. And so in order to save them out of that, you need to be able to unhook all of that stuff and stop the inflow. And like you said, it's a bunch of different things. It could be that this person just really loves CNN and MSNBC, which is a total chemical thing. And same with Fox News. Or like even now, maybe Alex Jones and Stu Peters. Maybe these are intravenous poisons that people get kind of drunk on.
Right. Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
And you're like, you're drunk right now. And
But have you ever tried to reason with a drunk person? It's not really that
I
easy.
hate being around drunk
Yeah,
people when I'm not drunk.
it's not that easy. So
You
what?
know what's funny though is when you're drunk and you're with somebody who's drunk, you kind of don't mind.
You don't mind
You're like,
because you're both drinking the Kool-Aid And you're both like having fun and it's okay.
And that's kind of how the cult members are.
Yeah. They're they like being with each other.
I got other cult members here.
Yeah.
And then a lot of those type of people, they're followers. So they get strength in numbers.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I got this person, Tab. Mm-hmm. And if they can.
And I've got MSNBC.
Like, you know what they'll do is they'll gang up on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they kind of fight off against people like us. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, no, like five of them will start attacking you. And then it's like, well, all of you are kind of full of shit, but you guys are yelling at me so much, so I'm going to leave now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they're hostile to being taken out of their drunken state.
Yeah, they don't want to change.
They don't want it.
No.
No, because change, it can
be painful.
Well, what does it kind of mean? The first thing they're going to come to the conclusion of?
They were wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's hard for some people.
That's an ego blow.
Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of people would rather just like dig their heels in further and just keep being wrong than to admit that they were wrong, which is scary and sad.
I went gambling this weekend.
Oh, you did?
I went gambling. And I was watching it. Like, I felt like an anthropologist, like studying culture. I was just watching.
There's so many weird behaviors.
Yeah, I was watching people gamble, and I was noticing that people have strategies when they gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you get down in gambling, because this happened to me. So I started with $100, right? And so I got down to 60, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like,
it's not too horrible.
Not bad. I was down like $40.
Yeah.
But then I hit a big pot and I went back up to like 150. And then.
And you could have walked away with a $50 profit.
Well, so what I did was I cashed out and then I said, okay, now I'm going to put the $49, $50 in my pocket. And then I'm just going to play with the initial 100.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But I think what happens is people get down and they keep thinking that they're going to get that big hit that's going to get them put back over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain point, you can see that no. You just keep losing
right.
and you keep losing and you have to admit it and you have to get up and leave.
Right.
You know, because I eventually lost my $100. I walked out of there and I looked at it like, okay, I spent $100 to go have fun.
Right.
You exactly. know what I'm saying?
Entertainment.
But I definitely lost my $100 because I sat down at a machine and it just kept going lose, lose, lose. Yep. You're a loser.
They set it up that way. They give you a little win to give you that high. It's like a little like dopamine rush, you know, where you like, yeah, I won, you know.
I just had an epiphany.
Oh.
What if they do the same thing in the casinos as they do with the people who are blue-pilled?
I think that's what they do.
They kind of use that same philosophy because how do they keep you in the casino? And how do they keep you? They give you just
give
a
you
little bit of encouragement.
Yeah, free drinks.
Free drinks. Mm-hmm. They keep you on Soma.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give you a little bit of a win, you know, kind of like that Facebook guy. Remember the Facebook guy? He was like, well, when we created Facebook, we would actually have people like just get a like and that would be completely a bot. But the bot would give you like an endorphin rush
yeah.
and it would keep you there. And I think that's kind of what's going on is they kind of just give you a little endorphin rush just to kind of keep you there. And then things start going really horrifically bad.
But you're thinking maybe you'll get another win.
You're like, I'm due. Because that's what they say. Because I started to kind of have the internal monologue of a gambler while I was gambling. And I started going, okay, I'm losing, but I'm due.
Yeah.
And then the machine said, no.
No.
You're not due. I just took all your money.
You
bye
need
bye.
To go get another $100 to put in.
There's an ATM right over there, and it costs $10 to use. And I think people don't even care that it costs $10 to use the ATM. They're just like whatever.
So the casino is making money on that too.
Yeah.
The losers are paying to get more money out to lose some more.
Because you know what they're gambling on. So the casino's gambling on the fact that you're going to be one of those people who is not capable of saying this isn't working out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going on with the people who maybe took the shot. You know, you go, should you have done that? They don't really want to come to terms with the fact that maybe that was a mistake.
So they go and get another one.
Yeah.
A booster.
It's like the guy who just, you know, I am going to go like, cause have you ever played on a slot machine?
Mm-hmm.
So you can bet like this much, but then you can also bet this much, which is a lot more.
Yeah. But and your win will be more.
Your right? win will be more. Yeah. And your chances of winning are more.
Yeah.
So that's what this loser does now is he instead of going, you know what? I was wrong. I probably shouldn't have come to the casino today. They go, I'm going to bet bigger. That's the key. So now I lost my car. I'm going to lose my house too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
And I think that kind of is the mentality they're banking on, because, you know, that's the mentality of these people that you go and you talk to them and you go, but wait a minute, let me just ask you one quick question. You know, like, do masks really do anything? And if masks do anything, how come I don't have to wear one when I walk into the restaurant, but then I sit down at the booth and I don't have to? And they just go, shut up. Because
they don't want to ask the question.
Because that would mean that they would have to kind of go through this process of admitting they were wrong, and then admitting that they kind of put themselves in perilous danger by being wrong. Mm-hmm. That's kind of gnarly.
Yeah.
I can see why they might want to just be like, give me more soma.
Mm-hmm. It's easier. It's safer. It feels nicer.
So you don't ever have to come to terms with it, you know? And then once you come to terms with it, you also, what I've noticed, that's why a lot of people who get red pilled also get black pilled, is because when you kind of snap out of the stupor, or you never were in the stupor, you start to realize how grim everything is.
Yeah, you start to sort of think like one of our last episodes, everything sucks. You start to think everything sucks.
But what we always think is, okay, yeah, everything sucks right now.
But there are solutions.
There's solutions, and we will find our way out of it. Other people go, everything sucks, and it's done.
Yeah.
There's no solution.
Yeah.
And I don't like that, because I feel like you might as well just go take Soma.
Right. Well, and I think that's why a lot of those people that were red pilled before,
they're blue pilled again.
They're blue pilled again.
Yeah.
Because they realized everything sucks. And I mean, I've actually talked to a few people like this, and it's really sad. It's like, they're like, I don't want to live in fear anymore. I don't want to, you know, be afraid of things and having this horrible existence happening around. So they're just like back on the blue pill.
I was happier when I was blue pilled.
Yeah.
But
being red pilled was kind of scary and not so fun. And I'd rather just go take another blue pill.
But I wonder, can they fully be blue pilled again? I'm wondering.
I don't think so. And those people, I think, you know, we need to let them know that there's safety in numbers and there's a white pill out there for them.
You know what you got to be careful of is assuming that you know how bad the situation is.
Right.
Or how hopeless things are. Because we kind of like come to conclusions mm-hmm. about really large things.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
Yeah.
There's so many, like one human brain, even if you're super smart like Bill Gates, one human brain does not really have the capacity to understand all of these macro things that about the whole world and the human race and everything.
And they don't know how all of us are going to act about something.
When I talk to black pilled people, they kind of come to like these conclusions that are really big, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh no, America's going down and the human race is already done and we're all screwed. And it's like, those are pretty large assumptions, mm-hmm. you know, based on a very limited understanding.
And it doesn't take into consideration the fact that we can change the course that we're on.
Yeah.
We don't have to let those things happen.
Yeah. So I think the key is get people out of the stupor, but then also don't let them take the black pill. So it's weird. It's like you leave the bar, but now you're about to start doing heroin. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want to go that route.
Yeah. You're not drinking, but don't just go do heroin. You're like, hey, at least I'm not drinking. Because the black pill, I feel like, is almost even more toxic than the blue pill. The blue pill people are kind of just kind of sad victims.
Yeah.
Black pill people.
Debbie Downers.
They'll argue with you about every time you start to feel happy.
Yeah.
Every time you start to have a hopeful thought, they kind of want to go rain on your parade.
Right.
I hate that.
I do too. I hope that, you know, I think I've probably been black-pilled a few times.
A couple times.
And, you know, but I am conscious of that. And I try not to be a Debbie Downer because I know a few people like that. And it's kind of a bummer.
You know what I think they're doing is they're creating hypothetical scenarios. Mm-hmm. And they're just assuming that those are real. You know, there's a Tom Petty song where he says, most things I worry about never happen anyway.
Mm.
And I'm wondering if that's a black-pilled people are worried about something that's probably not going to happen. I think things aren't as bad as maybe sometimes we portray them. Things are bad. We're living in a dystopia and most people are brainwashed zombies. Which is
we know that.
Okay, so the status quo is not great.
But that's not horrible.
But that's not that bad because at least people can maybe be woken up from their stupor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I've talked to cult members who where they were in the left cult too, like the CNN MSNBC cult, which is a real toxic cult.
Right.
And I talked to them and I was like, they were kind of starting to go, oh, well, Trump, Elon, dictators. And I was like, hold on a second. Are you suggesting that we haven't been under the thumb of a dictatorship for decades now? And they kind of were like, well, yeah, now that you mention it. And I was like, who's the real culprit? The real culprit is these large banks. That's the real culprit. And what I noticed is they'll stop and they'll take pause. And I think that's all you need is for them to just go, you know what? Wait a minute. Because what is that? That's a breach from their programming.
I know.
That's all it takes.
You got to keep breaching it though, because when they're in that programming, it's really easy for them to fall back
Yeah,
in
right
line.
back into it. They go, that was some kind of hallucination I had.
It was like a glitch in their matrix.
I saw that cat already. Yeah, I know. That's what it is. They consider it just a glitch in the matrix, and then they go back to it, and then, back to your soma.
But you know what? If you keep planting those seeds and there's enough glitches, sometimes it's hard to go
What I think you need to
back
do
in.
is you need to kind of revisit that person. It's going to take time. You need to be able to. That's why I think we need to get enough people that are woken up that they can kind of spend time with people they love and care about to, because it's going to take time. Someone needs to kind of have like a spark and then they go back to being a zombie. And then you go back and you start to slowly unplug all of the different IVs that are plugged into them. Because I think if you look at some of these people, they've got like multiple IVs going into their bodies,
Right.
metaphorically speaking.
Exactly.
Like chemtrails. Could the chemtrails be doing it too?
Absolutely.
Could the chemtrails be working in
That's
conjunction?
a main IV line.
You know what I'm saying? And they're just like sprinkling that on everybody.
So everybody gets that, if you're in the line of fire, I mean, everybody's going to get that. So you
So
have to be really resilient to
you
that.
have to be. Well, that's why even like people like us, we need to be careful.
Yeah.
What if we got sucked into the blue
We
pill?
could totally get sucked in intravenously through
It's like
the
you walk too close.
chemtrails at
You
FIG.
walk too close to it.
All of a sudden, I come in here one day and I'm like, what? I'm like just a total zombie. You're like, who is this person?
Yeah.
She got too close to the chemtrails of the 5G last weekend.
You start saying all this stuff like, oh, I just went and I got a vaccine. You did? Really? I wonder what happens. Whoa. Like, what would be the behavior of somebody who that happened to, where they suddenly, like, all of a sudden, like, went too close to the danger zone and got sucked in? Like, what would be?
It reminds me of The Walking Dead, where those people just suddenly like turn into zombies and like,
They got bit. You got bit. Like, because you're kind of susceptible.
You are. Everybody is.
Everybody's kind of susceptible. So you got to kind of be cognizant. Like, you could potentially go watch a Netflix episode and then that
Be
does it.
programmed.
You're now sucked into the matrix. Wow, that's deep too. So it's not enough to get red pilled. What you're saying is you kind of got to stay red
You
pilled.
gotta keep on your red pill. Keep on,
Like,
keep on red
you can get a six pack, but if
pill.
you don't keep working out, you're going to go get fat again.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Well, that's interesting. So I think what we're kind of talking about is mass brainwashing, right?
Mind control.
Mass mind control. That's true. You have to make a distinction. Brainwashing is one thing. Brainwashing is just like, here's what happened in history, and here is the worldview that you should have.
Mind control is actually like controlling you to do certain behaviors and
I'm
do
gonna
certain
go
things.
key a Tesla. That's mind control. Or like the dude who like was able to just climb up a building like 40 feet from Trump with an AK-47 and
And
just like
just
line up and just shoot
shoot his
his ear
ear.
just perfectly, I bet you that dude was probably mind
Mind
controlled.
control.
You know what I'm saying?
What about do you You want to get back on that topic, but just thinking about the audience, do you think they were all hired actors or were they all mind controlled? Like we never questioned that. Maybe they were mind controlled.
They had to be.
Maybe because it was just like their cell phones. Just I'm just gonna.
All of a sudden, there's shots fired.
Shots going.
And their reactions were very like zombie-like.
They were like delayed.
Very slow.
Delayed reaction.
Very slow to react. And then also like if I hear shots fired and I'm actually seeing bullets like hitting near me, I'm probably gonna react quickly and decisively.
And like get under your chair or something like really fast.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. They were like
not wait for like direction from somebody.
They're like grabbing their phone. You know, like
wait, I got a text to Aunt Betty. I sent a text.
Everything about that seemed really fake.
Yeah.
It seemed like the audience was in on it.
Yeah, I thought they were in on it, like they were actors, but you know what? Maybe they were all under mic control.
I think so.
That you know what? That could be. That answers some questions,
like,
too.
Because, why are you going to the Trump rally?
Right.
But you're under their spell.
That answers some questions about, like, how do you keep a big group of people all, you know, keeping a secret that big? How do you, you know, like, do they pass out all these NDAs and say, okay, now we're going to be filming something very secretive. And, like, the astronauts,
you
all
just
these
keep
things.
Keep them locked in.
They're under
their
mind control. Yeah.
Astronauts.
Under mind control. So you wouldn't even have to ask them to sign like an NDA. Mind control.
Doctors are mind controlled.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some type of, when you go to medical school, some type of
programming.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because that's why, remember we were talking about how they're coming out and they're like woke. It's like, why are you getting taught woke stuff in medical
school?
You know
what? I think we just had an epiphany.
They have a brainwashing in the medical industry so that you become a blue-pilled zombie.
Well, we know they have brainwashing, but I think they've got mind control.
Yeah.
There's mass mind control happening.
You know where you saw it? Remember that one video we've referenced this before where the lady goes into CVS and she goes, I want to see the inserts for the vaccine.
Right.
And the guy furnishes it.
The pharmacist takes it out of the box and it's a blank piece of paper.
It's a blank piece of paper.
Yeah.
And then he actually, this is total brainwashing behavior. He says, I shouldn't be doing this.
Like he sort of started to snap out of it for a second.
And then he just like a zombie goes back to work.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, if you shouldn't be doing this, why don't you go resign right now? Go tell the checker up front, hey, get somebody for the pharmacy. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
No, he goes, I shouldn't be doing this. And then goes back to work. That is, I think, somebody who's brain controlled, mind controlled, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're doing something kind of lame. You're like basically injecting people without
informed consent.
Informed consent. Yeah. That's the term.
That sort of reminds me about it. The experience I talked to you about where, you know, I went with a little group of people to hand out flyers and that had information about all the toxic, dangerous ingredients that were in the Pokey Poke.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We went to one of the Pokey Poke sites at a school. They were doing it at a school,
yeah,
a middle school. And I handed one to one of the dads who was walking up to do it with his son. And he looked at it and read part of it. And he goes, oh, that's interesting. I hadn't heard about all of this. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
great. Good. Yeah. And he goes, okay. And then like a zombie just went right in and got themselves poked.
Yeah.
Like here, I'm showing you like all these dangerous ingredients that are in here. And you say you hadn't heard about it and it's interesting, but you're still going to go ahead and just do it anyway.
And your kid too.
Yeah.
You're like, so I'm just going to give this to my child.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like.
He looked like he was under mind control.
You know, I think that's what's going on. I think these people are completely under mind control because, you can't give them facts that make them change their behavior.
No, that's such a good point because I remember trying to give some people facts, like some of my friends, and there were no facts that would change their behavior.
I just had another epiphany.
Oh my gosh.
What about
epiphany?
And I do too. What about the abortions? So like we do like a lot of abortions. Have you seen?
In our country?
Yeah. Like a lot. Like 500,000 a year.
Oh my God.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have a lot of people here, but 500,000 dead babies every year.
It's not good.
It's kind of a lot. So this one lady got arrested because she would stand by the entrance. And just when the girl was going in to get an abortion, she would say, you don't have to do that. Come here and let me talk to you. just before you go do it, let me just talk to you. And they're like, no, we can't have you doing that. Because some of them she was getting through to, but some of them she was not. And so she would go and talk to them. And even though they would listen, they would just go right after talking to her and go in and get an abortion. So I think sometimes the brainwashing, it's kind of like, remember Darth Vader when he was talking about Luke Skywalker? He's like, the force is strong with this one.
Yes.
Sometimes the brainwashing is strong.
It's too strong. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you, it's going to take a long time.
Right.
You know, some of these demons can only be cast out through fasting and prayer. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not just going to zap them out of them.
Right.
But that's why I think once we have like, plus I also think they're followers.
Yeah, and for sure.
Once like we become the zeitgeist, you know what I'm saying? And we're now like the cool people, the leaders, then they're going to be going along with us.
That's why it's so important for people to realize that there's more of us out there, because like we keep saying, there's safety in numbers. And, you know, if more people would stand up to this stuff, it would just all fall apart. It wouldn't work. So I think when more people realize that there are more of us and they start leading the way and not going along with all the garbage, more of those other people will start following, you know?
Like, exactly. Like, have you noticed people keep talking about how Hollywood's collapsing?
Yeah.
Like, they just came out with the Robert De Niro movie and it totally flopped.
It tanked.
Totally. And then like the new Snow, not quite white. It totally tanked.
Yeah.
People are kind of done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're kind of over Hollywood, and they're over, like when we were younger, like in the 80s and 90s, Hollywood was so powerful.
Right.
Like the movies were just awesome, and everybody would go see certain movies.
Yeah.
You know, there'd be huge box office halls. That's done.
Yeah.
There might every once in a while be a movie that does pretty good, but that's kind of going away. And what does that mean? We can win this culture war. And I think it's a culture war.
It is.
It's a culture war because culture is where the change takes place. And then the politics will change after that.
Totally.
But first you have to get people in their groups talking, because that's what affects people's behavior, is like their groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually our group's going to be the cool people, the in crowd. And then once we're the in crowd, they're going to be like, that's not even cool anymore.
It's going to tip. It's just, you know, once we get to the tipping point, I think we're on our way.
And that's the white pill, right?
Yep.
That's the white pill. The black pill is the status quo is going to keep continuing ad infinitum. And these people are just too powerful. I don't believe that.
No.
I think that these people are powerful because we've kind of capitulated power to them. You know, like doctors going and getting brainwashed at the school and then just going out and doing the bidding of their pharmaceutical handlers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're complicit. And all you need to do is kind of break people out of that. Like you said, that one doctor that you're talking to that said, no, there's alternatives. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the white pill, is once the culture changes, and Netflix becomes lame,
and people stop acquiescing to all of the BS.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's acquiescing. That's a good word. That's how they're empowered, is through acquiescence. I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm rolling up my arm and taking the infusion.
Now, if that woman would have said, I'm going to ask what's in this infusion, I want to know what I'm putting in my arm,
she would not have been on CNN.
But I'm just saying, if she would have said that, there would have been a lot different turn of events, because a lot of other people who were watching would have also said that. So it just takes a few leaders to stand up and do the right thing.
Well, we talked about the Judas goat. Remember I talked about the Judas goat?
Mm-hmm.
The Judas goat is the goat that leads the other goats to the slaughter.
Yeah.
So they have people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones who are like corralling people to their death.
Yeah. And people are, people as a whole tend to be followers. So there's got to be leaders. And, you know, if there are some strong leaders who show people the right way to go.
That's what I hope we are.
Yeah.
I hope we are.
Less people will fall off the cliff.
What is a leader? A leader is somebody who thinks for themselves. and has courage. That's pretty much all it takes.
Yeah.
You think for yourself and you have courage. It's not even about having a bunch of people following behind you. A leader is just somebody who's not a follower.
A maverick.
That's right. And it takes audacity, because you're going to come up against like systemic
a lot of people oppression. Saying, why are you doing that? Everybody else is doing the other thing.
Yeah. And you're going to be ostracized culturally, but then you might also come up against being on the outs with the big banks and the system like rejecting you.
But if you can be strong and stay on course, I think you'll find that other people will start following.
I think what we're going to find, and this is a very white pill kind of conclusion, is it's not that hard to break these people out of the stupor. They can break out of it relatively easily, even if it's chemically induced, and even if they are completely just inundated with all of the intravenous brainwashing and poison. You can still break them out of it pretty quick and easy, because all they have to do is just stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when someone stops doing crack and heroin, suddenly they start looking a lot better, like really quick.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, wow, you're healthy again.
I know. I mean, look at Hunter Biden.
Does he look good these days?
I think he had some dental work done, but good. But he does look better.
He does?
I'm thinking maybe he got off the crack.
Yeah. Well, he was doing crack. Crack is gnarly. It's like...
It wrecks people's teeth.
Totally. Totally. Crack is kind of like meth, where you can kind of tell somebody's on crack.
Or meth.
You're not really like, you know, like someone can be... Have you ever heard that term, a functioning alcoholic?
Yeah.
You can be kind of a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
But you can't really be a functioning
crackhead.
And I think that's actually a good analogy for some of these brainwashed people.
Yeah.
Some of them are
functioning just blue pillars.
Functioning blue pillars, but some of them are like crackheads.
Yeah.
And they are deep in the trenches. But I think the point is, even a crackhead can be rescued. Exactly. Look at Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell was a crackhead.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what? Maybe we can sort of be like the rehab for blue pillars.
That's what
we're rehab.
Like in rehab, sometimes they give people like, what's that drug that they give heroin addicts to kind of wean them off of heroin?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Lithium or something.
Probably. But they have
lithium,
like,
battery.
You know, this guy's a heroin addict. So they go, okay, here. Well,
oh yeah. They give him like a little
begins with an M.
something to sort of like wean it's, him.
They wean off.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like for the first week, we're going to be actually giving you
but
this.
You don't think they start getting addicted to that, to the weaning drug?
Well, they do, but then they take them off of that. Okay. But apparently, like, if you just take somebody off of heroin, sometimes the withdrawal symptoms will kill them.
They get the DTs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they do. They kind of slowly wean them off by giving them a different thing that's kind of like heroin. I can't remember what it's called. But anyways, that's kind of what people probably are going to, some people are going to have to do when they get woken up.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to kind of like have something similar.
So should we have like a sort of a weaning pill for?
Yeah.
Are we too hardcore, do you think?
For some people?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
We're way too much for them to take on at once.
Yeah.
So what we would, you have to think of it not in terms of like a capsule, but in terms of information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't bite off more than you can chew, because you and I have gone down a lot of different rabbit holes.
Do you think it's the, you know, the spinning globe idea that's too much for some people?
Probably. I've definitely run into that. That's too much for some people. Some people, the moon landing was real and shut up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other people, COVID was terrifying.
Yeah.
And we need to wear a mask.
Well, I think for a lot of people, and probably a lot of our listeners, you know, they may have gotten the pokey poke and they don't like hearing us talk about it.
Yeah. And that's true. But at the same time, we were out there like literally screaming off the rooftops, don't go get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd ignored us.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom, I told her,
yeah,
I said, don't go get it. And she was like, what? And I was like, here, I showed her Dr. Day. Remember Dr. Day?
I didn't ever know that doctor.
She was, I think she's passed away now. She was already like in her 80s, but she was so awesome. And she knew so much about the vaccines. And she was the one who said, you know, the big Q-tips that go all the way up in your nose. She was like, well, the reason they have that is because your nasal bone between your brain is a porous bone. And they can actually put nanotechnology on the tip of that Q-tip and jam it up there.
They were nose raping people with nanotech.
With nanotech.
Yeah.
And she was the one who said that.
I know. I really believe that that was happening, you know, because it just never made sense to me that if there were so many germs like coming out of your mouth that you had to wear a mask, why they had to like shove that thing all the way up so high in your nose to get the germs out to test to see if you had
the mind control, right?
And these people because if all you go, agree to it.
Yeah. So like if you go up to somebody who's about to have a huge Q-tip rammed up their nose to their brain and you say, why can't they just grab a swab from your mouth?
Like spit in a dish or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'm taking the infusion. Like they don't want to hear it.
No.
And they just go do it.
It's like common sense just went out the window. Like you couldn't make sense with people who were.
You know what I think also was going on there too is kind of a double-edged sword. Have you heard about 23andMe?
Yeah.
And they like are storing DNA. Mm-hmm. And now they're going out of business, right? So 23andMe is going bankrupt. But in their.
But who got all that information?
Yeah, because in their terms and conditions, it says we can sell your DNA.
And I heard that when they were doing those nose rapings, they were actually selling DNA.
The DNA to like China, which doesn't sound cool.
What could they be doing with that?
Well,
I don't think there could be any good reason for that.
I think Kim Kardashian clones. They're going to make a whole line of Kims.
They're going to be all those robots are going to be Kim Kardashians.
They're going to have like the whole new Kim line. And she's going to come out and she's there. Oh, you know what they're going to make? Influencers.
They're making influencers.
They're using DNA to make lab grown influencers. But then again, I'm a bad person. But what if that's the truth?
Yeah.
And it comes out.
They're actually making influencers.
I mean, because why? Why do they need all that DNA?
I think you actually might be right.
I mean, how do they make clones? They use DNA, right?
Yeah.
They're not using the DNA for any kind of like, humanitarian reason.
But do you think that they were picky about any of it? Like, do you think when people went in to get nose raped, they were like, ooh, this is a good specimen. Let's send this DNA off to China.
This dude's fat and ugly. We can just run him away. Which sucks for that dude. It's like, would you kind of be a little butthurt? Like if your DNA wasn't used for cloning, you'd be like, why not? I'd be kind of a little pissed. I'd be like, what are you trying to say? Well, your physical traits, we don't want to continue on. Anyhow, I digress. Well, that was cool.
I think that was an interesting rabbit hole.
That was
really cool. Sure.
Because, you know, it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that they have mastered mind control.
No. Well,
if you come to that conclusion, it's kind of gnarly.
I think it's, you know, pretty obviously a fact that that's what they know how to do. I mean, I don't think that we have to think that that's some kind of conspiracy theory because it's pretty obvious that they've done this, you know.
I always couch things like that that I totally think are true, but just kind of plant the seed because some people are going to push back on that.
Right.
You tell people, hey, did you know that they mind control people? They're going to be like, whatever, because it sounds science fiction-y.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a lot of our topics sound science fiction-y, but then it like turns out to be like pretty mainstream after about 6 months.
And then you go, wait a second. Science fiction was like telling us what's going on. Yeah. A lot of science fiction movies, like we kind of talked about Soylent Green and how maybe they're eating us. Who knows?
Yeah.
They put dead baby in the Doritos.
Doritos, yeah.
So, you know, they've got all this dead baby every year. They're probably like, what are we going to do with all this dead baby? We've got a whole big backstock of dead baby.
We've
got
to get people used to the idea of eating other people.
You know, it's kind of like.
Along with the bugs.
It's kind of like Bernays. Like he introduced bacon to your everyday breakfast. You know, they need to like figure out how can we incorporate dead baby into everybody's daily diet?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's kind of what's going on. It's kind of like they're going, okay, we need to kind of figure out how to use all this stuff. You know, and so they've kind of figured out, okay, well, you just brain mind control people and you just make them go and do what we tell them to do.
Totally.
So that was, that was interesting. Plus, we had some epiphanies. I love epiphanies.
We love epiphanies, and there were like three.
There was. I
It
just
was
kept having them. What
like
were they? Well, I can't remember.
it was like multiple epiphany
Yeah.
syndrome.
Like, oh my God. I'm gonna have to go listen to the episode again and find out what they were, because maybe some of those epiphanies can be like future
I
episodes.
think they were.
You know?
Yeah. Let's check it out.
All right. Well,
Okay.
good talking to you.
Good talking to you.
Okay, bye.